It's easy to let your mind drift. It's easy to focus on my words. It's easy to listen to my voice. But it's hard to picture me. Hard to imagine my face, my body, the strength of my gaze behind my voice. I allude to my flesh occasionally. I tend to mention the state of it. How soft it is. How warm. How wet. How shapely. And occasionally, I mention the power that my shape has over you. The thing that you've never even seen has such a strong grip on you. Simply because I place that image in your mind. But is that image the same thing that I'm speaking of? You'll never know. But perhaps today we'll change it up a little. I'll provide you with an item, something to anchor yourself to, something you can hold concrete in your mind and know exactly what I'm talking about. You should already be very familiar with this object. Now that you've clicked play, but in case the image I left for you has already escaped your memory, I'll just use my words to illustrate a new picture for you in your mind. You're in a dark room. A wooden armchair shrouded in shadow sits before you. It's tall and firm in its place. It almost resembles a throne. And sitting atop that chair is a dark figure. One you may or may not know already. I'll give you a hint. It's me. I'm the one sitting before you. But the room is so dark. The only thing you can see of me are my two boots, made of a reflective black glossy leather, through which you can only see yourself. What strikes you as you look at these boots, besides the shine and the light, is your face. Your body. You're on your knees. You have a blank expression. Your eyes are wide. And you are staring into my boots. Into their reflection. It's almost mirror-like. You can see clearly that the light behind you, a point so bright that it's near impossible to ignore, is starting to swing. First to the left, and then to the right. Back to the left, and to the right again. And you watch in awe as it begins to swing back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You watch it in the reflection in my pretty boots. You stare deeper into them. Looking closer and all you can see is the light and the shine, and you see yourself captured within these booths. Captured beneath me, as you wish to be. I hold you there easily, with a suggestion, with an intonation of my voice, my presence, my boots. So you submit, and you continue to watch that light as it swings back and forth, back and forth. And without recognizing it, you take in the rest of the details of those boots. Silvery laces, glittering as the light swings. The sharp scent of leather. The unmarred, slippery-looking surface. Touch, I say.
Touch.
And it's not clear whether I mean yourself or these boots. You don't want to mar the flawless surface I've given you. The last thing you want is to cloud that vision you see there in those boots. That vision of you beneath me. You submitting to me. So you lean forward, closer. To see more, to maybe try to capture the edge of my lip, the tip of my nose, and the reflection. But all you can see is yourself getting closer and closer to the submission you so terribly want. Lick, I say. And you hold out your tongue. And run it across the spotless toe of the boot. Good pet. You taste it. You taste that unmistakable tang of leather. And you breathe it in. And you think of me. A raw scent. A smell so strong. So undeniable. It makes the muscles within you twitch. Completely recognizable. I want you to think of me when you smell it. You know that this power I have over you will send you deeper and deeper. I wouldn't be surprised to find you smelling your leather belt, wandering into shops just to catch the smell that reminds you of me. But for now, you're here, beneath me. You must stay beneath me, beneath these boots and the spell they're casting on you. You must. You cannot escape this power. The magnetism of this reflection and everything it promises. You stare deeply into it, staring unseeingly and only knowing your submission comes with these boots through them. Touch. I say again.
Touch.
As you begin to reach out towards my boots, I correct you. Yourself. So you do. You obey as you get lost in the reflection, the swinging of the light, back and forth, back and forth. You're lost within the pattern, back and forth. And deeper you fall, deeper into the repetition. You almost find that your strokes, your rubs, They line up perfectly with the swinging of the light. You'll keep sinking, keep touching, for as long as I say. We both know it. And the second I tell you to stop, whether it's to edge or to release, you'll obey. Obey because you're lost within the pattern, back and forth, just like the laces as they braid their way up my calves to the hem where your new fixation ends. You're lost within their scent, the exact texture you know that they are. This image, living and breathing, has anchored itself within your mind, and the lights have sent your head spinning. Perhaps my boots have anchored themselves so stubbornly within your mind that even if your gaze wanders up to my thighs, perhaps despite their appearance, the way they tempt you, your mind will still remain beneath me. Go on, take a look. You can, now that the light has grown brighter. They look soft, don't you think? So full, so ready to be touched. You can touch my thighs, if you behave. Go on, grab at my skin. Feel my fullness in your palm. See the heavy shadow of your hand as you reach out, flickering back and forth over my form, the light casting its shadows reminds you of your pattern, your inescapable fate, the scent of leather still strong in your nostrils. You are still stroking, rubbing, touching obediently at that perfect pace for you. Let me guide you, I say. Let me guide you. My hand on yours, stabilizing you as your palm meets my flesh. If you weren't the good pet you are, maybe this would have emboldened you. Maybe the touch of my skin against yours would have ripped you out from beneath me. But as I guide your hand up, further to my torso, as the light reveals more of my body, as I squeeze your hand against one of my breasts, you know you are lost. Lost in your pattern as you touch. The bustier, made of an equally glossy material, casts the reflection you're so weak to. You see yourself falling in the mirror of my clothing, sinking, sinking, and submitting. And you do. You submit as the light spins your mind into a blank stupor, an emptier space, filled only with the image of me, the sound of my voice. But the image of those shadows cast by that constant swinging, swaying back and forth, back and forth. Lean your weight on me while you touch, Pat. Let me feel you against me. Let me watch you giving in, giving up, giving me your obedience, your mind, sinking, spinning, submitting to the shadows caught between my breasts, to the reflection of your surrender. You're such a good pet, doing as you're told. touching away. Sink now, but as you do, dear. But as you do, dear, look up just a little more. See my smirk? My lips curled around my words, all because of you. I'm so proud of how empty you are for me. So pleased with your submission. Turned on by your surrender. Your favorite reflection goes beyond surfaces, Pat. Your pleasure is just an echo of mine. An echo that's bounced around in your empty little head so many times that it's overwhelmed you, beaten you down, beaten down every other thought there is in there, and has left you with a simple truth. You feel pleasure for me. You submit to me. You touch for me. To my sounds. To the image you have of me. To my boots. To my thighs. To my breasts. My glossy lips, which now too reflect that light. Back and forth. Back and forth. Give yourself more pleasure. Feel more pleasure. Submit. Sink back down to your place. Down, down, down beneath me. And release. Release. While you watch your dream become realized. Muscles clenching, pleasure throbbing, cum spurting, mind fleeting, and you staring blankly at my smirk, my tits, my body, through the reflection of my boots. Staring at the light, swinging you into light and shadow, surge and release, back and forth. Commit to your pattern, pet. Come for me. Lost in the repetition, lost in pleasure, let that echo overwhelm you. Pulse after pulse of pleasure at each swing's apex, pushing you over that edge. Give in. Give in. Come for me. Oh, yes, come for me. Come for me. Go on, let it all out. Release. And let it explode out of you. That's it. Release it for me. Release it for me, Pat.
Oh,
be a good
over
pet.
Over these boots.
You want to submit. You want to surrender. You want to obey. Give in. Give in. Come. Come.
Come.
Good pet. See the light. See the shadow. See your pattern slowing, slowing down, each swing lengthening, slowing, and look, pay attention as it stops. You've done so well for me. Listened to my words, obeyed my commands. Let me join you down there. And let me press myself against your back and hold you tight. You don't need to think right now. You'll have to at some point. So listen closely. This pattern, you can enter it and exit it freely at your will. You're not trapped here. You're safe, with or without my words. My voice will be here for you when you need it, to provide a little reset, if you will. But you're capable of anything that you set your mind to. You're strong, and you're safe. You're loved. I believe in you. So, for the rest of your day, or if it's night, until you sleep, keep those words in mind. Let them warm you up. And, well, you know where to find me if you need another reminder.